Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's a really talented player. I mean, there's some plays out there that he makes that you don't see a lot of times. I mean, his ability to extend the play, extend the pocket, create things with his legs, and then some of even the throws he makes on the run. I mean, he's throwing the ball perfect into coverage, really tight windows, and I think they do a really good job using him.
When you're in an offense like that, those struggles a bit for a couple of weeks. How much does the defense worry when you look at things? Do you anticipate something changing as you watch film, or some of the things that they've done that they're trying to do differently against you?
Yeah, I think, every week, they change their pitchers or they change different things they do pre-snap. And, I think they have some looks there. I think they've made some really good plays. I think they've had some untimely penalties right now. I watched, the game that sticks out to me is the South Florida game. The first three possessions, they go right down the field, have an opportunity to put the ball in the end zone every single time. And, whether it's penalties or they just don't quite make the play or kind of holds them back on that. But I think, I think it has the ability to be an explosive offense. And there's some evidence of that. Last week they had the huge, 80-plus yard touchdown called back. But they definitely have some big playability with those backs, with those receivers, and with the quarterback in the backfield. And we just got to make sure, we have to try to limit that.
How much do you preach to the team, I guess, or to the defense about capitalizing on the six? It's like halfway through. He had five picks on Saturday, but LSU, I think, only had 13 points on offense. That it was a closer game probably than it could have been. How much do you emphasize capitalizing when you get a chance like that?
Yeah, and that's when we go through and we watch ourselves and we study what we did this past week. That's the common theme that comes up. We do a really good job in coverage. We lose contain on the quarterback. Then one guy comes out of coverage, and now all of a sudden it's an explosive by the offense. Or second down in the red zone, the quarterback forces the ball in a window and we're in the window and we get a PBU. If we pick that thing off, the next play they score a touchdown. We need to capitalize on all those opportunities all the time. And it's the game of football. When you miss that opportunity, a lot of times the next play, the other team capitalizes on it. And we get our hands on the football, or we have an opportunity to collapse the pocket and create a sack or a big play on defense. We need to continue to make those plays. We can't let the quarterback escape, or we get our hands on the football, we got to take that ball out of the air. We can't just knock it around.
And then just how would you evaluate, their offensive line strengths? It seems like y'all's D line versus their O line might be, maybe the battle of the game, kind of a strength on strength kind of situation.
Yeah, I think they got a lot of return veterans. It's, looking at South Florida last week, now looking at University of Florida, they have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. I think it starts with the center. I think he's a very good football player. You can tell the way he communicates, the way he moves, his understanding of, even seeing how he picks up some of the different blitzes or, the job he does in the run game, passing things off. You can tell he's a very good football player. And, I think they have four guys returning that work really well together. They'll be the biggest unit that I think we've played this year. You look at the size of them up front. They're long. They're big. And I think they work well together. They're a well-coached group that, they've had a couple untimely penalties right now, I think is the biggest thing right there. But, I think it's a group that works really well together, and they, you can tell they've played a lot of football together. So,
how do you feel like your corners have performed when they've been challenged downfield?
I think we've done a really good job. I think we still go to some of the techniques. Like you watched the one this week, I think on the the second drive of the game. We got beat. I thought we peaked a little bit too early. We came out of phase. But I think our guys, the first series, that first third and seven, I think it was, they took the one-on-one shot. They saw middle closed. And then, that second series, they came out right away on an earned first down, took a shot on us and capitalized on that one. But I think our guys have been getting better every single week. I think our details have gotten better. I think our understanding of leverage and spacing is continuing to improve. And, you know, it's something that, you know, this week it's going to be something we're going to continue to push and practice and try to make sure we're better this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.